With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Could be a case of playing catch-up, possibly showing off just a bit. But President Trump has ordered the War Department to immediately begin matching other nuclear powers in testing nuclear weapons. In doing so, he of course cited Beijing and Moscow. The announcement came Wednesday in a post on Truth Social just before Mr. Trump met for talks with China's Xi Jinping. Those two leaders were playing nice for the most part during their talks in South Korea.
President Xi is a great leader of a great country, and I think we're going to have a fantastic relationship for a long period of time, and it's an honor to have you with us. Thank you very much.
Tensions between the two had been high, and officials from both countries say there can be detente. By the way, President Trump says he now plans to visit China next April. President Trump is ruling out a third term in office.
Donald Trump has been publicly toying with the idea of running for a third term in the White House, even though the Constitution's 22nd Amendment says no one can be elected president more than twice. He told reporters aboard Air Force One that if you read it, it's pretty clear. I'm not allowed to run. It's too bad. However, the president didn't rule out entirely the possibility of staying in office despite that, saying, "We'll see what happens." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Trump administration has restored a memorial to Confederate General Albert Pike in Washington. Demonstrators took it down during protest in 2020. The statue is the only outdoor monument to a Confederate leader in the nation's capital. National Park Service announcing plans to restore it in August. That followed executive orders by the president. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse on the ground in Gaza.
Now that President Trump has worked out a peace deal there, the giant Christian relief agency has flown in supplies for local people. Using a brand new Boeing 767 cargo plane it just purchased, Samaritan's Purse has delivered 50 tons of food, blankets, solar lanterns, and other items for Gaza residents caught in the middle of the war between Israel and Hamas. The Muslim terror group sparked the conflict with its 2023 attack on Israel. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of people in Britain are not happy at all right now. Why, you ask? King Charles dedicating the country's first national memorial to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender troops. The United Kingdom ending its ban on homosexuality in the armed forces, and that came about some 25 years ago. This is SRN News. Interest rate cut and mixed results on Wall Street Wednesday.
Stocks wavered to a mixed close on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 finished virtually flat. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.5%. All three indexes were coming off all-time highs. Wall Street was on track for modest gains following the Federal Reserve's decision to cut its main interest rate for the second time this year. But the gains mostly reversed after Fed Chair Jerome Powell later warned that a cut in December is not a foregone conclusion. Damian Troisi, New York.
Well, we're talking some big numbers now. NVIDIA has become the first $5 trillion company, and that comes just barely 3 months after the Silicon Valley chipmaker was the first to break through the $4 trillion barrier. More details, srnnews.com.